The holiday isn't over for some people, namely for those in the UK, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. Robert Smith.
I'll sing the song.
December 26th is Boxing Day, a British holiday dating back to the days of Queen Victoria, some say even further. Now, traditionally, the day after Christmas was when the upper merchant classes, those people, gave gifts of food, clothing, or cash to their servants in appreciation. That was nice of them. Sort of. The origin of the holiday's name came from the box of goods they were given in, and another theory is that it came from the alms box at the church collected at Christmas and given to the poor the day after. Now, today, most Brits don't have servants, but the public holiday is still celebrated. Banks and government offices are now closed in the UK. Some continue the tradition by donating to charity, but these days, Boxing Day is known for watching sport and catching sales at the mall.
Did we get anything for our producers? Isn't this the day that hosts are traditionally supposed to lavish gifts among to their producers, right? I don't know. I think we forgot. Well, we'll have to wait until one of the days of Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa starts today, a 7-day cultural holiday celebrating African commonality. The holiday is spiritual for many, but you probably won't see Kwanzaa celebrated in churches or mosques. What you will see are up to 28 million people around the world gathering to celebrate the values of family, community, and culture. The founder of the holiday, Dr. Mulana Karenga, says the holiday carries on the struggles of the civil rights movement. So what does one do on Kwanzaa? Well, like any holiday, there's songs to go along with the celebration. Here's a little ditty we took from the website Songs for Teaching.
To celebrate Kwanzaa, we are going to learn together some words in Swahili, and we're going to teach you the movements that go along with them. So follow the beat, clap along. Follow our directions. Everybody say Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
Umoja.
Umoja.
Nia.
You get your grooving on.
I'm dancing. Everybody say Kwanzaa.
I like that song.
Kwanzaa lasts through January 1st.
Yes. And actually, I'm trying to find, I'm madly Googling. I used to know what Kwanzaa meant, the definition of Kwanzaa.
Of the actual word?
Yeah, it's a Swahili word. Oh, I'm going to find this out by the end of the blog segment. How about that?
Maybe it just means holiday.
No, right? It's got to mean, oh, sugar, as I say. I'm going to figure this out. First fruits, thank you. That's what it means. First fruits, a Swahili for first fruits. I knew that. So there you go. So happy Kwanzaa and happy Boxing Day, everybody.